During the second night of Metrotown, the high school students had a discussion about race. It lasted from 3 to 10 p.m. and broke only for dinner.
This is clearly not where you guys need to be shopping.
They watched a video about racial profiling. A group of white kids and black kids go into a store. The shopkeeper approaches the black kids and asks if they can afford to shop there.
Clearly, they look suspicious.
Aaron, a senior at Monsignor Edward Pace High, says the same thing has happened to him.
I would go with my white friends. The officer, he would racial profile me and tell me to leave the store. I felt like really bad about it. I was like, horrible.
A lot of the black kids related to that. Treston, a senior at Homestead Senior High, says he's actually bought things he didn't really want just so he wouldn't be suspected of stealing.
When I was just looking around the store, I didn't really want to buy anything, but I saw people looking at me, and I'm just like, okay. And I pick up something, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy this. Because, like, you feel pressure, too. Like, if you leave out with nothing, they're going to think you stole something. That's how I felt.
Both Treston and Aaron say that talking about it with the group made them feel a lot better. Laura, who's white, says the video was a reminder to stand up for others.
If someone's being racially profiled, like, so obviously, blatantly, what would you do? And would you stick up for them, or would you, like, just be a bystander and, like, just keep on going?
This discussion happened less than 2 weeks after the verdict in the George Zimmerman case. Laura went to school with Trayvon Martin at Dr. Michael Kropp Senior High. Although the case didn't come up during the formal discussion, it came up later, when the counselors weren't around, while some kids were playing basketball.
And we were really talking about how it was blown up in the media, how it became a black versus white thing, and everyone was really open about it. And it was a really good discussion. I thought it was going to be, like, racially charged and everyone was going to get angry, but it was, like, really mellow.
A lot of people think that, like, Trayvon was profiled, and maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. We'll never know because you can't get into George Zimmerman's head.
Jana Rosenbaum is a social worker for the school district. She's a staff counselor at Metrotown and says the camp's activities can be truly eye-opening for young people who are willing to be introspective.
I'm always so amazed at how much they want to talk about this stuff and how much more they get it sometimes than adults even get it.
Steven Shadan is a regional supervisor for Miami Coalition of Christians and Jews, the organization that presents Metrotown. He says teaching empathy is all about getting students to open up to each other with their personal stories.
Our slogan is that you can't hate somebody or you can't judge somebody whose story you know.
The students at Metrotown say it wasn't just telling their own stories, but also hearing the stories of other kids that changed the way they think. I'm Patience Hagen in Miami.